News. I'm Dave Packer. At the southern border, ABC News has confirmed Border Patrol apprehended a Lebanese man who acknowledged he was a member of Hezbollah and said he was heading to New York where he hoped to make a bomb. Gunfire sent spring break visitors running for safety along Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Police say one person killed, two others in critical condition, no arrests, and no word about possible motives. Israeli Defense Forces have announced a new operation at Gaza City's Central Hospital Complex. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
The IDF is conducting a high-precision operation in limited areas of Shifa Hospital, following concrete intelligence that demanded immediate action.
This even as a new round of Israel-Hamas peace talks are set to resume today. Dozens of Americans who had been stranded in Haiti amid the spiraling gang chaos there arriving in Miami on board a U.S. charter flight. March Madness bracket set. UConn earns the overall number one seed. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court today hearing arguments over free speech and social media at issue whether the White House overstepped when it urged social media platforms to quash misinformation about COVID. Under arrest now in New Mexico, a suspect wanted in the deaths of two first responders. Jeremy Smith was captured in Albuquerque, the break in the search when he was recognized by a gas station clerk. A Washington State woman still recovering after being attacked by a cougar and now telling her story.
They fought that cougar and for me. They did this for me. And, you know, they're my heroes.
60-year-old Carrie Bergier was on a bicycle ride in Tocal Creek with a group of women when the cougar attacked last month, also on the ride, Tish Williams.
As I turned around, Carrie was off to the side on the trail with the cougar on top of her. And I just started beating it with the rock over and over and over.
The cougar let go after about 15 minutes. Bergier had to undergo hours of surgery to save her life. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Unleashed Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has dismissed two of the three claims against a former Wauwatosa police officer who killed three people of color in 5 years. The families of Antonio Gonzalez, Jay Anderson, and Alvin Cole filed suits against former officer Joseph Mensa in 2022. The judge tossed the cases from Gonzalez and Anderson, saying that the use of force was necessary in their situations. The Cole case will continue. Eviction filings are rising in Wisconsin. Filings were up 18% in January from their pre-pandemic averages. Wisconsin has also seen some of the steepest rent increases between January 2022 and 2023. The median monthly rent in Wisconsin is over $1,500. Last year, research group Ford Analytics found that the state needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by 2030 just to keep pace with current demand. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers head to the NCAA tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the bad news is Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final. The good news is they are the number 5 seed to start March Madness. They play James Madison University Friday night in Brooklyn. Greg Gard.
Happy that we got Friday. I think that helps. We're leaving here better than where we were on Wednesday. I mean, we're a better team. We're playing really well. Come up with a couple more loose balls and rebounds today. One less turnover, two less turnovers, and we're in good position. But we played well today.
The Marquette Golden Eagles face Western Kentucky Friday afternoon. NBA, the Bucks with a win, 140-129 At home over the Suns, Giannis sat out with a sore hamstring. Bobby Portis came off the bench scoring 31 points, saying it was time to silence his critics.
Try to block out all the naysayers. They be talking crazy about me all year long, trade them, all type of stuff. So I can get in my own zone now.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and still a little chilly today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of 52. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Man Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Einstein's Express, where we move your package so fast that we actually break the time barrier. In fact, we guarantee that your package will arrive at its destination at least 12 hours before you send it. Einstein's Express, when it absolutely, relatively has to get there the day before yesterday.
Wow. That's why I can't find it. They took the package before I was ready to send it.
They're fast.
You like that?
Really good.
Yes, yeah. Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, and all over your social media dial, which you can watch while you're driving, and Bluetooth it into your car speakers.
That's the way to do it.
And enjoy the program. Just keep an eye on the road every once in a while.
You know, we're on Twitter, X, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook. We've got a lot of video out there. We've got a lot of visuals
Civic
out there.
Media it's app, you can go there. You can go to the website.
Yeah, it's not
Civic
just
Media.
Radio. It's not just podcasting.
It's like you're still working in TV, Gordy.
That's what it is.
That's
it's
what
just
it is.
Like television.
Yeah, and no one seems to know.
There are no teleprompters here, though, unfortunately. But, you know, maybe that's the next step.
Let's talk about the video thing.
What?
Because we're going to put videos together. Each one of us here, on air talent, are going to put
small T talent. Okay.
But we're going to put a little video together, our experiences, what we think about being on the radio, and what our point
media.
Is to be on the radio.
Yeah. Have you done yours yet?
I have not done mine yet. I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
You already did yours.
Right.
Yeah. And you did it at your home office.
Yeah, I've done a lot of television. I mean, I admit it. And so I just cranked it out.
We did television together.
We did.
We did our TV show.
I've forgotten that.
In our cable access show, which was, maybe it's unprofessional, but at least we were on TV.
That's right. You can still see those on your democurmudgeon.blogspot.com website.
You can watch them all the early interviews.
Go to the John and Gordy tab.
In the 90s.
Yeah. So why haven't you done yours yet? Weren't you set up to do that?
I'm inspired to do it. I'm going to do it.
After you saw mine?
And I told, no. Should I see yours first?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I told my wife, Ann, I said, I'm going to do it right here in the studio. And she said,
great.
That sounds great, but have you checked out what's behind you, your stack of shoes that you have on the file cabinet?
Now, really?
I got to tell you, it's not like, I just put shoes everywhere. But we have this crazy one-year-old dog, a border collie, and she just loves to chew up shoes and all the pads that are inside the shoes. Uh-huh. And so we have to put our shoes high up on things.
Got to stack them up out of the reach.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, I thought maybe that shouldn't be in the video that I'll put together for the radio station.
Background's important, in video. Yeah. You got to be careful. And I think maybe Ann's onto something there. Clean it up. Clean it up in the background.
Do you think she might be on to something?
Yeah.
My God, I've got stacks of things behind me. I really have to clean up the office.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well, keep us posted on your progress.
Okay.
We're
going to call it an audible here because we're getting into TikTok again. But now it seems like what's hit the fan today is the fact that Trump has called for a bloodbath. And everybody seems to be, at first, when this hit Twitter X, everybody's talking, oh, see, this is what he plans, a bloodbath in the country. Everybody's going to be at war with each other. Everybody's going to kill each other. It's going to be a bloodbath. And that quote was essentially taken out of context.
Wait, you're defending this?
I'm going to start defending this, even though Jen Psaki on MSNBC is saying, no, it's not taken out of context. That's what he means. I'm going to watch it later, but I can't understand how she could be right on that. I mean, we're going to play the cut right now. This is in full context what Trump was talking about. I can't believe I'm defending him on this thing. Well, it's a dumb comment in the first place. Let's just put it that way. But let's play that track from Trump, what he was saying.
China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across 100%. The line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine, all he does is build car manufacturing plants. He's the biggest in the world.
Oh, yes.
Honestly, I joke
about it.
Everybody's
the biggest.
He can't walk across the street. In that way, he's like Biden. But for building a plant, he can do the greatest plants in the world, right? Yeah. That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
I said, I'd like to see one of your plants recently. I said, I'd like to see, where can we go?
God. Oh, where
well,
is he
we
going
have to travel
this?
To Mexico.
There you go.
I said, why Mexico? He said, because that's where the big plants are building. China's building really big plants in Mexico, and Mexico's building. What about here? Well, we're building much smaller plants here. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe the story. But
so in the bloodbath, let's get back to that.
Yeah, you caught the idea that the bloodbath is basically going to be an auto thing. You know, we're going to prevent those autos from coming into our country. It's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry, essentially.
An economic bloodbath.
Exactly. Okay. So,
well, I see your point. Yeah, you know, I think you're right on that.
And on top of that, I did a little more research into this.
Okay.
And what happens is the Chinese auto plant that's being built in Mexico is being built on the southern part of Mexico. So it's a long way away from the U.S. border, which means they don't want to transport all those vehicles across the border into the U.S., you know. So what they're doing is they're building a plant there to sell those automobiles in Mexico.
This is
not for the U.S. market. These are made for the Mexican market.
Okay. All right.
So that's it. So
good enough.
Again, so it's incorrect. He is wrong. They're not building it to ship those cars into our country.
Right.
He's wrong on that, but he's right on the bloodbath thing. If he does charge a 100% tariff, well, you know.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Wow.
The auto industry is going to collapse.
Well, thanks for straightening that out for us.
All right.
I feel a lot better now. Yeah, you're defending Donald Trump. Mark this date in the logbook.
Could we put
here,
it on
Sam.
the calendar?
We'll do that.
The day calendar?
Sure. The national day calendar.
Yeah, a year from today. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
All right.
Can we move on to TikTok now? Or because we were talking about TikTok earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And what's going on there? What's the latest?
Well, you know, I feel like Wisconsin is always responsible for the next McCarthyism. So here we are. Representative Mike Gallagher, who's not going to run again, has headed up his big committee. Yeah. And he is basically gone after... I thought he was talking to us.
No.
Anyway, Mike Gallagher has gone after TikTok, and boy, oh boy, the House has voted against TikTok and wants to sell it, wants to make sure it's sold. And if it isn't sold, it can't be in this country anymore. All the apps are going to disappear from the app stores. All right. So the huge part of the economy depends on TikTok. 5 million businesses, entrepreneurs, who've used their creative to earn an income are on TikTok. So I'm defending TikTok of all things, even though I hate it. It's a video hole that you get into and you can't find your way out of sometimes.
Well, actually, over the weekend, I saw a public service announcement, kind of, commercial about TikTok, about all the good things that it's been doing, or at least on that platform. Yes. A lot of charitable organizations are raising money and nonprofits. Right. And that was kind of a surprise to me. I hadn't really thought about that angle. You know, they're raising money for good causes. So.
Well, it's true. And not only that, they have a lot of recipes there. Quick, easy recipes.
And cat videos.
5-minute recipes. Yeah. That's the hole I got into.
And cats and dogs fighting.
And I wrote all these little recipes down, and I've been trying them, and like 3/4 of them are just, they don't work. They're horrible. So don't try them. But
you can't copyright recipes. So you could rip off a whole bunch of recipes from somebody else.
No, I did not know
that. Yeah, we should do a John and Gordy recipe book.
Yes.
Yeah, slap one together.
Oh, yeah.
Get it out there.
Yeah.
By the way, we have somebody waiting on the phone.
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
okay, let's go to Todd or Billy first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, Todd or Billy.
Good morning. I'm just going to say, I'm with Jen Psaki on this. I mean, have you heard Trump speak? He changes topics. So, by the way, did you watch that Badgers game yesterday? But anyway, I'm with Jen Psaki. He changes topics all the time. By bloodbath, he means January 6th and then some.
Is that what she was trying to say? That he was just changing topic again, just in the middle of that? Right? Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a word salad. He just throws it all in there and then just starts tossing the words in and out and the phrases and everything.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
I'm not buying it.
But thanks for clearing it up. Now I don't have to watch her little video on it, her rant.
Just take everything that Trump says with a grain of salt. He could be referring to anything and everything at any given moment in time.
There you go. Sounds like a title to a movie.
All right. Todd or Billy, thank you for your call.
Yeah, appreciate
it. We'll move on.
All right, let's move on to this. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's assembling a team of investors. Let's go to cut 528. We 2 minutes. I think we got time for this, don't we? All right, 528. And this is Mnuchin talking about getting investors.
For TikTok. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think the legislation should pass. And I think it should be sold. I understand the technology. It's a great business. And I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok.
You're trying to buy TikTok.
I am, because this should be owned by U.S. businesses. There's no way that the Chinese would ever let a U.S. company own something like this in China.
Have you already put a group together?
No, I'm working
on it. You're exploring a group.
I've spoken to a bunch of people, but
who would be part of your group?
I can't tell that to you now, but it would be a combination of investors, so there would be no one investor that controlled this.
Okay. Steve Mnuchin.
Now, this seems like a plan, doesn't it?
It does.
It seems like they've been kind of working this deal.
Mm.
I mean, Mnuchin worked for Trump.
Yeah.
And now it's just a coincidence that he's out there maybe putting investors together to buy TikTok. Mm.
Okay.
Something
evil and sinister.
Something doesn't work for
some
me.
Sort of
this
conspiracy
one.
Theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's have Jen Psaki.
Jane Mattenair refers to Twitter as the platform that Elon has ruined. What's next for TikTok? Is that going to be the next platform that has been ruined?
Yes. In fact, Mnuchin said basically that TikTok is going to compete with the other social media sites.
Okay.
And I'm thinking if it's going to compete, then that must mean that they don't like the wokeness of the other media sites and that TikTok might be different. And by the way, a lot of Gen Zers are getting their news and information from that site.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include Be debate battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the capital city, Madison, the John and Gordy Show.
It's 20 minutes past the hour. Weather for today, clear skies, 21 degrees this morning, highs in the upper 30s. By the way, yes, this Wednesday we'll be at the Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street, with a live broadcast. 301 West Johnson.
That sounds
voices,
very exciting.
Your voices are so
very
smooth exciting. Sounding now.
Pancakes.
Relaxing.
Oh, I just love those pancakes, don't you?
Yes. Why don't you join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday?
I love their sweaty stack. All right. Let's get back to the bloodbath that Trump has been talking about. The sweaty stack.
Okay.
You gotta like that.
Let's do that.
Mark, go ahead. What do you got for us?
Morning, Mark.
In regards to the bloodbath. Am I wrong on this one, Mark?
Well, I think the bloodbath is what Trump does to English language on a regular basis.
Yes. Yeah, good point.
True.
He takes a dull knife to it. It's worse than watching sausage being made. Listen, the audio assault that every time Trump speaks.
Yeah.
For somebody who likes to hear, I kind of like to hear some coherence when I'm listening to somebody talk. And I can talk incoherently at times, but, the mishmash of verbs, adverbs, and of nouns and adjectives coming out of Trump's mouth is just, you have a hard time grasping what the hell he's actually talking about.
Right.
I guess I just haven't taken enough Trumponian to actually understand what he's yammering about.
One of the things that I did notice about Trump, and maybe this is also part of why we can't stand listening to him, is he has a sing-songy way of talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Kind of runs words together in kind of a rhythmic way. It's really irritating.
It's irritating, but, his followers love it.
Yeah.
They don't care what he says. They just, lyrically, right there with him.
Lyrically, it's fine. Yeah.
He is literal music to the ears of MAGAs.
There you go.
It's an earworm that you just can't get rid of.
Mark, thank you for your call.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks.
It.
All right, let's get to the obsession we have with the Communist Party in China, okay?
Okay,
Mike Gallagher, Representative Mike Gallagher, not running again, is obsessed with it, and he got it passed in the House because he thinks that communism is infiltrating our country via TikTok, okay?
All right.
But there are a lot of people that don't agree with that. There is a bigger problem with data privacy, and that's what the experts are talking about. Instead, Republicans, again, why the Democrats fell in line with this one is a mystery to me, but the Republicans want to ban everything and thus ban TikTok. That's not working, folks.
Nope.
Okay, I've got this here. Okay. I looked this up. Some security experts have long opposed the idea of a ban, saying that singling out TikTok doesn't do anything to solve the broader problem.
Okay.
And by the way, Republicans don't understand the broader problem. That's why they don't come up with solutions for anything. The broader problem is with social media itself. That lawmakers would be better off passing comprehensive digital privacy laws that would protect the personal information of Americans by stopping all social media companies from collecting that privacy data and selling it to the data brokers. Stop it. Put a law in place and block all that information. It should be across the board.
Right.
All the social media sites shouldn't be able to do this. I think Europe has something like this already.
Okay.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation said that until that happens, even if TikTok is banned or sold, there's nothing stopping the Chinese government or others from just buying the same data from the other social media companies. Yeah. Ultimately, they say, foreign adversaries will still be able to obtain data from social media companies unless those companies are forbidden from collecting, retaining, and selling it. Full stop. And that's their position on it.
That's the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Right. And the digital privacy rights group Fight for the Future agreed the data of Americans is already susceptible to bad actors, foreign and domestic, because Congress has waited so long to act. And again, Congress doesn't understand this. The people in Congress don't understand the tubes, the internet yet.
They don't get it.
Okay.
No.
Censorship is not the answer. Data privacy legislation is the answer. And Mike Gallagher would never understand it. Young as he looks, and he's not running again. He would just, is settled on the ban. Just ban it.
Just ban the whole thing. Yeah. But that's not going to do anything because that data's already out there.
Now, here's something.
Okay.
You know, this banning stuff and these conspiracy theories, these communist conspiracy theories have been around for a long, long time. And I thought I'd play this little cut about fluoridation, if you can.
Fluoridation?
Yeah, 523. Cut 523 is the explanation on this communist plot to take us all down in the U.S. Let's hear it.
All right.
And as human beings, you and I need fresh, pure water to replenish our precious bodily fluids.
Yes.
Are you beginning to understand?
Yes.
Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol?
Well, it did occur to me, Jack, yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack, yes.
Well, do you know what it is?
No. I don't know what it is now.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
Good heavens, what?
It is. You know, it sounds like my mega friend in Milwaukee, you know, about climate change. It's the most dangerous communist plot ever.
Well, that and entrails going across
the
sky.
Oh, man.
Where do they come up with this stuff?
Yeah. I know. You know, when you're outside and those entrails start falling out.
I know it.
Look out.
Yeah. Head for the hills or your bunkers.
Yes.
Guess. Yeah. Ah, yeah.
You know, I've got a house that's like a bunker. Now that you brought it up.
Your house?
Yeah, my house. It's built in like 1944.
John, I've been to your house. What do you mean it's like a bunker?
Well, it's pretty well hidden. It's camouflaged. You can't really see it even, you know, if you're right next to it.
That's right. It's built right into the ground. Yeah. Now, it's here's the thing. And you wouldn't have noticed it being in the house, but the floor is concrete.
Yeah.
And the basement is concrete. So the whole thing is poured concrete. It's like a bomb shelter. The whole basement is a bomb shelter.
It's very well built.
It is. It's crazy.
I remember the time a couple of years ago, I stopped over to visit you guys and said hello to everybody. Yeah. And then I was leaving. And as I was left, I wanted to say goodbye to Ann and the boys. Yeah. And I popped my head back in and smacked my head right against one of your cabinets.
It was weirdly
built right out. I don't know.
I know. It's right by the door. It's right by the door.
That hurt.
That's nearly knocked myself out. That's a little trap we have for people who might want to break into our house.
It's a good one. All right.
But I'll tell you, having a cement floor is not easy wiring the house up with new cable. It's hard to drill through.
All right. 28 past the hour coming up. We've got news, weather, Pam Yonke with the Ag Report, and right around the corner, Megan Blakehorst from, she's the street vending coordinator for Madison, coming up.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Rare horse breeds, a major focus for this year's Midwest Horse Fair. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The executive director of the Midwest Horse Fair says these breeds tough to find anywhere in the world, let alone in one place. More on that in a moment.
At Compeer Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Horse breeds that are nearly extinct. That's where the Midwest Horse Fair will put emphasis this year. Terry Gianetti is the executive director of the event.
We're going to have 39 different breeds and disciplines, which is the most we've ever had. And part of it is our focus on, we are leveraging the Livestock Conservancy's list of where they define what are critical and threatened breeds. So critical breeds, they define them as there's only 500 in the world globally, and threatened are there's only 5,000 in the world globally. So, we're offering this opportunity for these smaller groups where they might only have three horses that meet this criteria. And this year we have four breeds that folks may have never seen before, a chance to really learn about them.
Terry Gianetti, executive director of the Midwest Horse Fair, coming to the Alliant Energy Center grounds again this year, April 19th through the 21st. Find out more and acquire tickets online at MidwestHorseFair.com.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And it looks like our Wisconsin beekeepers and honey production suffered just a little bit last year. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, we produced 2.79 million pounds of honey last year. That was down 4% compared to 2022. On the upside, Wisconsin had 62,000 honey-producing colonies within our borders, and that was up 9,000 compared to 2022. That number alone helped Wisconsin rank 11th nationally in overall honey production. On the national scene, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that we had 2.51 million colonies producing honey in the United States, down 6% compared to 2022. There's your food and farming news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Partly cloudy and still a little chilly today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of 52. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Well,
here they are, those two old guys who can't remember what they had for breakfast an hour ago. It's John and Gordy, right. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDS.
Take your shots. Go ahead.
I had a bagel. Shots. That's what I had. I see. I remember that.
I don't remember what I had this morning.
No?
No.
Okay.
That was such a rush.
Yeah.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. In fact, I'm so confused right now. I'm siding with Trump.
It's the first.
Well, yeah, people are texting us now. And yeah. Well, let me just go through this.
Okay.
Long text from somebody. Seems to me you're misconstruing what Trump said. You claim he was implying that his 100% tariff would amount to an economic bloodbath, but Trump was saying that...
If he isn't elected,
there right. will be a bloodbath.
Right.
But no, I know, because he's not going to put the 100% tariff in, and that's why there's going to be a automobile bloodbath. Basically, that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
They go on to say this doesn't square with what you're saying. Also, context is very tenuous in the tangled undergrowth that is Trump's mind. I like that a lot.
Okay.
The sudden intrusion of the possibility he isn't reelected could throw him off and prompt an unrelated warning.
Okay, that's Tom from St. Paul.
Yeah, well, thanks, Tom. It's right. That is a very good comment, but again, right. I'm sticking with siding with Trump on this one.
Okay. Time to move on here. 7:36. It's 21 degrees and high in the upper 30s. We want to welcome our guest to the studio this morning, street vending coordinator from Madison, Megan Blakehorse. Megan, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, this has been, we've had vendors out on on the Library Mall for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're just kind of officiating this a little bit more. You're expanding it.
Structuring it.
You're changing the hours. So let's take a look at some of the structural changes that you're putting in place for the street vendors down there. And by the way, they have served fantastic food at a time when everybody needs it while they're going to the bars, coming out of the bars. You know, they need something to eat, sustain themselves to go back into the bars. So,
yeah, in some cases.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, some of it's very salty food, so you got to have a drink after this.
Is there a question in there?
The question is,
okay.
What are some of the changes that have taken place? And let's look at the hours first, okay?
Sure.
Did they had a problem with the hours on this for a while here?
Well, our program currently is until April 14th is our late night vending program that's going to be replaced with our State Street night vending program.
Okay.
So the hours currently are 9 p.m. till 4 a.m. Thursday mm-hmm. through Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we're expanding it to be Wednesday through Saturday and changing the hours from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m.
Okay.
And then we're going to move all of the vendors that have been scattered throughout the downtown and moving them into State Street Mall, otherwise known as Library Mall. So the Library Mall is university property, the grassy area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then where you see food carts during the lunch hour, that's where we're moving all of the vendors for the night vending program.
Okay, and that's city property. We've mm-hmm. seen, you know, a lot of people down there, you know, playing guitar, mm-hmm. musical groups. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that we had vendors up and down State Street that we're going to now bring them all down to the end of State Street near Library Mall.
Yeah, they weren't quite all on State Street. There was one. There was a couple like on some of the offshoots as you go up and down State Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're consolidating them all together. And we're actually increasing the number of vendors from 3 to 5.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to open up some new opportunities and see how this first year goes.
Yeah.
And then from there, we'll look at what changes and tweaks we need to make to the program. But we really think that it's a great opportunity to connect the campus.
Three doesn't seem like enough. 5 also doesn't seem like enough. And you said that these other vendors were located in different parts of the area. How many of those vendors exist?
That was 3. And so the whole late night vending program was only 3 vendors for the last 6 years.
Oh, okay.
And so with this change, we looked at increasing the number of vendors from 3 to 5.
Okay.
And then shifting the location. So instead of being piecemeal around,
right.
they're all together.
Okay.
So why the change in hours, though? What's that about?
Yeah, well, part of it was we were looking at how to really shift how the program was operating. Mm-hmm. And through the whole public process, it went from the recommended midnight to 2:30 a.m. So we had shifted kind of around a little bit with those hours and settled on this final approval of the 2:30 a.m.
And what is bar time?
Bar 30, 2:30 a.m.
Okay, so everybody gets out.
2:30, depending on the day.
Then they get kicked out, 2:30, and then they go to these vendors who have to close up shop at the same time.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to see. So there's actually, in a lot of the bars in the downtown area, they voluntarily not had a let people back in after 1:30 a.m.
Oh,
so there is right. this, like, you can't return into a new bar once you leave at 1:30.
Gotcha.
They have this cutoff time to help disperse and just kind of make it a little more...
gradual.
Yeah, kind of gradual, instead of, like, letting everyone out at the same time. And a lot of bars have done that voluntarily as they see, you know, some of how they want to operate. So it's I think it will work pretty well. We'll just have to give it a chance and see what it looks like.
It's been a long time since we've hit the bar scene downtown.
Yeah, it has been a while. Yeah.
We'll have to do that again.
Yeah, we'll check out the new times.
And yeah, we'll all meet out around midnight.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we'll have to do that. But I know somebody had proposed closing down at 12:30, the food carts. That's a little early.
Yep. That's what we came to the conclusion. And
it seemed crazy.
Yeah. Well, it was worth a conversation and looking at how things operate in the area. And there's a lot more density of residential that are now in that area. And in the downtown area, we've
seen
a huge boom.
Yeah.
Right. So, and it's State Street Mall is right next to the library, and there are students that work in there 24/7, you know. So we want to be respectful of all of the activities and the changes in activities and housing patterns and business and the university, and how do we all share space and work together. So we're giving it a shot, and there'll be 1,000 new units across the street in Lake Street.
Wow.
You know, coming online.
That's true.
You know, so there's
the old
a
parking
lot,
ramp.
Yeah. Yep, there's a lot of change and dynamic. But there's also an inner city bus terminal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's some pros and cons, and we'll just keep, you know, really talking to our vendors and the community and trying to find...
Sounds almost volatile. It could explode into a disaster.
Stop.
Or it Will could be please? A celebration, you know? You never know. We really like our micro vendors and want to support them.
We do love them, yeah.
We're talking with Megan Blakehorst. She's the street vending coordinator for the city of Madison. So what happens if a new vendor comes along or they want to find out how they get it, you know, where they can get the space and how does that all work, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have information on our website at the City of Madison Street Vending. Mm-hmm. And then you can also email us at streetvending@cityofmadison.com. Yeah. I meet with art and craft vendors, food carts, restaurant operators when they want to have outdoor seating. And we usually sit down and, you know, have some more information that we share with them, talk through the process and really what their first, second, and third steps are as they try and enter this space. We are the Office of Business Resources, so we really do like to be a resource for new business owners. So it's always worth an ask, and we can provide you the information and direction you need.
I bet you get some unusual vendors coming in with different items. Any odd ones that you can think of?
Any really good odd ones?
I don't know if I have a good story, because we have everyone that makes products, that sells products downtown are handcrafted, handmade. So they either have the recipe, they're the creator of the product. So there's just a wide variety, and every day it's a new dynamic. So it's ever changing. And yes, there are certainly some interesting requests, but I also want to respect their privacy.
Then maybe I won't have my French toast.
Oh, well, maybe if you have a French toast vendor, I think that's a great idea. Let's get at it.
Really?
John, I still haven't had your magical French toast.
Right.
We need to, like, cook some for us
sometime.
I
got to
see how
good
it is.
So we'll have it late night, too.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, is there a difference between the vendors and food carts?
Vendors are food carts. Food carts are vendors. Okay. So people that are doing business in the city space, so the city right-of-way, are street vendors.
Okay.
So they could be food cart operators. They could be art and craft vendors. You know, they could be outdoor merchant vendors, which are brick and mortar retail, having stuff on the street. They could be outdoor dining. They're all, in my world, all vendors, because they're all operators in the city right of way.
I have a question for you. What about busking? You know, you see people out there with guitars. Yeah. I'm thinking about making a few extra bucks. You know, I have to get off the air, go out there with my guitar and walk around, maybe get a few dollars. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Now,
what's the rules on that?
What's the rules about that? You bet. So busking, if you're not amplified, so you're not plugged into either a portal portable amp, which is battery operated, still amplified, or plugged into city electric. If you're non-amplified, you can play wherever in the city as long as you're not in a vending site. So if a street vendor that has a license for that space shows up, you just need to scoot over a little bit and make space for them. But if you do want to amplify, we do have a very inexpensive permit in defined areas in the downtown that you can amplify. We have a number of stage areas that are in these highly density areas, like top of State Street, State Street Mall, for example. Yeah. In many places, there's about five spaces downtown that have access to electricity, and you can amplify for a period of time, again, to support and, you know, when our businesses are doing business, we have hours over the lunch hour, early afternoon. So you'll see people Saturday mornings busking all over downtown. Mm-hmm. You'll also see them amplified.
But the thing is, Gordy's into glam rock.
All right.
Teach I'm not quite sure that works.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to bring it back. So they don't need a license, basically.
If you're not amplified.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Thank you for clearing that up.
Absolutely. Okay. We do have a great how to play music outdoor guide on our website as well.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. And I always can share that. So if people are curious about what the amplification rules are for music, hit me up.
I hear Art Paul Schlosser wrote that.
Well, Art Paul's unamplified. So he's out playing. He's great. You know, he's just singing his song. Yep.
Yeah. We've known him for years, for decades. Yeah. We've known him. Yeah.
Exactly.
Got to get him in here.
Do you do any work with the farmer's market on Saturdays?
Well, the farmer's market is on the Capitol Square, so it's on state property. But everything across the street, so all the art and craft vendors, food carts, outdoor dining, and I deal with all of that. So I license all of those vendors across the street from the Dane County Farmer's Market. But the Dane County Farmer's Market takes out their own permit with the state of Wisconsin.
Gotcha.
So we're doing our job if everyone thinks it's all one big thing, because we're working really well behind the scenes together to support each other's activities and events and share space.
Is there any bribery involved?
Not at all.
Okay.
Nope. I don't even get a free nothing. No bribery whatsoever.
Oh, damn, right?
You were going to try and slip her some French toast, weren't you?
That's right.
Get in
that's
your...
right. I'm thinking, you know, once you try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good enough. Well, Megan, thank you for coming. If people want to find
one. A lot of these things came up at the meeting, and that is that having, you know, these vendors down there helps safety. Because they're down there, the crowds are down there, and people can, you know, if they have to work late or if they're studying with somebody and they're walking back to their dorm, you know, at least there are a lot of people around, and it's a safer environment. They're not walking alone down empty streets.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, part of why we chose State Street Mall is because it's designed for food carts. During the lunch hour and up till 7 p.m., they can vent from, you know, we have 23 food carts down there. So as we look at the five and having power in numbers, wanting to have more than just one or two, so if somebody doesn't show up, you know, there's a great opportunity for that. There's also lighting, there's cameras, there's, you know, we can consolidate traffic and different things like that. So we're optimistic that it's been designed for vending, that this will be a continual bridge between the university and the city of Madison as we look at our State Street Mall and the increase of the pedestrian mall project. If you look at the 400 to 600 block, we're going to be really amping it up this summer. So come May, you'll see some big colorful changes down on the 400 to 600 block and how we use that space. So we're just continuing to grow how we pedestrianize the space and really design it for people. And really focus on that.
Yeah, I remember when State Street banned all outdoor seating.
We really bridged it up over COVID, amplified it.
But now everybody can get their chairs out there. It's, you know, the sidewalk dining is the way to go, actually.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We have like 70, 80 plus on the right-of-way and then just as many on private property, so...
Yeah.
What do you think about these performer artists, like jugglers, you know, the throwing around flaming, you know.
See, he wants to start juggling. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of, you know.
Gordy's going to join the circus.
That's right. Yeah, right. We have a lot of circus performers, you know, not too far around, in Baraboo and, you know.
Oh, just on Winnebago, you know, you got Madison Circus Space.
We've got a guy running for Senate. He's a comedian, and he could perform on State Street.
All right. Well, Megan, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
And if people want to find out more, what's the best way to contact you? Website, Facebook?
Whatever. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You can email us at streetvending@cityofmadison.com. And or you can check out our website at Street Vending Madison. And we do have Instagram, which is Street Vending Madison.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic.
Very good. We appreciate you coming in and hope you have a wonderful summer. And
Yeah.
Fall season here. I know you're going to be very busy, right?
Yep. You'll see us right out the window here.
Oh, really?
Great view. Yeah. Lots of vendors out there.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, that's excellent. You know, I'll have to come up with a cart myself. You know,
the friends.
Hit me up at Street Vending Madison.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Megan. 7:49. We're coming back with odds and ends, this, that, and the other, right around the corner.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Ah, yes, I love those leftovers. Oh, all the flavors combined finally, and it just tastes better.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the best part of the meal is the leftovers.
Yes.
John and Gordy, Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX. Tomorrow, our guest in studio will be Neil Jurgensen. He is the student director of Wood Music, and he's in charge of booking the bands at the Student Union. So we're going to find out about some of the music coming up and what that's all about.
What a great place for bands.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Always a fun time there.
Well, we won't get to the Zuckerbucks thing that I wanted to talk about this morning. We'll just have to put that on hold, you know, or the hotbed of porn in the South. I wanted to get to that big story.
Well, we've got some time.
We'll put that off till tomorrow.
All right.
I mean, we've got to spend some time on that.
Yeah, we've got to have some leftovers for tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to hear people's stories about porn. We'll take your calls.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. In the words of John Peterson, I watched a lot of 70s porn.
I did. All right.
Jeez.
Okay.
Explains a lot.
But I wasn't in the South. When you're in the South, boy.
Oh, boy.
Boy, do they love porn down there. But here.
Where are you going?
This is where I want to go with this,
All right.
I want to talk about the Cheneys.
And, the Cheneys?
Yes, I have a couple of cuts here, 425 and 522.
Okay.
Wow.
Dial those up.
Okay. Quite a span of cuts in between that we have played already here. Let's talk about Dick Cheney. Didn't we used to call him something, a nickname like the
Shotgun
Dick Cheney? Darth Vader.
We always thought of him
as Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
The greatest threat to democracy. That's what we thought at the time, right?
We were worried
about
him.
Well, we got the pot calling the kettle black now.
All right.
So let's hear a little from Dick Cheney warning us about the Trump machine.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it.
Wow.
A warning from Dick Cheney?
That's something.
That's, you know, we got to, it's going to take a while for us to wrap our heads around that one. Man. Yeah,
well, that is a warning.
Something else, isn't
it? You know, if Dick Cheney is worried about it, we ought to listen.
Sending out a warning, right? He feels like he's got to videotaped, that is a videotaped recording of mm-hmm. him warning us about the Trump administration.
Yes.
If that were to ever happen again.
Well, we're hearing a lot of that now from Mike Pence over the weekend. He was on all the news programs saying he's not going to vote for Trump. He's not supporting him at all. And others have come out, Mike Pompeo, John Bolton.
We've got
The list goes on and on. Of former, Trump Republican cabinet members that are not supporting him this time around.
All right. Well, and now let's go to Liz Cheney. The family seems to be out in force warning everybody. But it's not just on Trump that she's accusing of having a problem with. It's Mike Johnson. So let's listen to Liz warn us about Mike Johnson.
You look at what Donald Trump is trying to do. He can't do it by himself. He has to have collaborators. And the story of Mike Johnson is a story of a collaborator and of someone who knew then and knows now that what he's doing and saying is wrong, but he's willing to do it in an effort to please Donald Trump. And that's what makes it dangerous.
The Speaker of the House is a collaborator to overthrow the last election.
Absolutely.
Don't you love that?
Wow. Okay.
He's a collaborator. Wow.
Well, and Liz Cheney and Mike Johnson used to be really good friends.
Yeah.
You know, and they had offices right next to each other in the Capitol, and they knew each other well and voted pretty much the same way and until he became speaker, or shortly became, before he became speaker, and during the committee meetings.
So we've got the Cheney family getting together, recording videos, warning people about Trump and then the people who are allowing Trump this power, and that is Speaker Mike Johnson.
Yeah, the enablers.
The enablers.
That's what Liz Cheney says.
Yeah.
Well, and on it goes, because there are more Republicans just coming out of the woodwork. They're just, Mitt Romney. I mean, the list is really getting long now.
It is. And I know we have a compilation cut of all the people who are no longer supporting
Donald Trump,
and I'm trying to figure out where I have that. It doesn't matter. I'll fill in the meantime.
All right.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Rodrigo.
Okay.
Olivia Rodrigo is a very good singer, a popular singer. I like a lot of her songs. She is she's teen angst all over again. it's good stuff.
Now, why are we? What's her story?
I thought this was interesting. She made free emergency contraception available to concert goers during her Guts tour stop in Missouri.
Really?
Yes.
So
fighting back
during the concert?
Yes. And that was last Tuesday, part of her ongoing Fund for Good initiative that she's doing. And she's now sending out emergency contraception in
during
her concerts. Yeah.
Has this been a problem at other concerts where people have been needing contraception immediately?
Suddenly needing
something
contraception.
Something going on out in the crowd that we don't understand? Okay. Hiding?
Yeah, well, maybe, it's her songs, they're very, very provocative, heartbreaking songs.
Gotcha. And all right.
Most of her, well, at least I haven't listened to her new album yet, but
really?
Off of Sour, it's an album of breakup songs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Go figure.
I know.
I'm stunned.
But she's very, they don't make enough breakup songs nowadays.
Is that right?
That's always been my complaint. In the days, the 60s and 70s.
A lot of breakups.
But they were talking about romance. They were always talking about, love lost, love gained, loneliness.
Yeah, sure, all that stuff.
Yeah, but not anymore.
But she's, maybe she should
do
more of that. That's good. Well, we'll have to follow her career from now on.
You don't sound real sincere about any of that. You can't fake it, can you?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Hey, it's 7:58. It's just about time to
wrap up
shop
here. Don't we have any
here.
More garbage to
no,
take out?
No, we don't have any more leftovers. We'll have to go with more leftovers tomorrow.
All right.
And tomorrow, Neil Jurgensen will be our guest. He's the student director of Wood Music. Stephanie Miller's coming up next here on Mad Radio.
Yeah.
John? Sam?
This was a lot of fun.
It was a happy Monday for everybody. And don't forget, Short Stack Eatery will be there Wednesday, okay?
All right.
Sing along.
Hey, look
now,
at the sun's out. It's a beautiful day. Get out and enjoy it if you can. We'll be here bright and early tomorrow morning,
okay,
6 a.m.
Stop it.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a series of mechanical emergencies,
today United States